Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Despite having all the signs of a dud, certain titles manage to surpass our lowest expectations. Instead of being underwhelming, certain games are broken, unfinished, or borderline unplayable. Since these entries had a bad reputation before they came out, it could have led to a reality where all the naysayers were proven wrong. Instead, this sorry bunch turned out worse than anyone could have imagined in their wildest dreams. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video games that were somehow worse than we expected. Number 10, Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe. Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe was initially met with a fair amount of excitement. Batman vs. Scorpion, Sub-Zero vs. the Joker, who wouldn't want to see that? Unfortunately, the hype dissipated when it was revealed that Mortal Kombat's on-brand violence would be heavily censored. Since it wouldn't look right for lovable superheroes like Superman or Wonder Woman pulling out spines or decapitating villains, it was understandable why the iconic gore had to be drastically toned down. For this reason, MK Purist was set up for disappointment right away. But what they weren't ready for was how bland the rest of MK vs. DC was. Gameplay added little to differentiate itself from previous installments, excluding the freefall combat where fighters duel in midair. Also, since this mechanic interrupts the match, it quickly becomes tiresome. Combos required unrealistic precision as well, urging players to rely on spamming special moves. Although the last few Mortal Kombat entries contained hundreds of secrets and vast campaign modes, this crossover was noticeably lacking in content. It's such a shame to say, but Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe would have been a complete misfire even if the blood and guts were on full display. Number 9, Far Cry Vengeance. At first, it was promising to hear Ubisoft were remaking the underrated Far Cry Instincts for the Wii back in 2006. This version, named Far Cry Vengeance, heavily focused on Wiimote and nunchuck controls, promising a whole new way to revisit this classic installment. But when the trailer dropped, fans were aghast by the dire graphics. Even though visuals aren't everything, Vengeance's lack of textures and compressed FMV was sure to cause eye strain. Though controls handled well, players didn't care as they were too busy trying to stop their eyeballs from bleeding. Then there was the lag. The frame rate was so painfully slow, completing a single mission was not worth the trouble. FC Vengeance might also have had the worst enemy AI in the history of enemy AIs. NPCs stand around without a care in the world while gunfire and explosions are going off beside them. For this reason, players don't have to worry about stealth or shooting anyone since they can walk around enemies without incident. Not only is Far Cry Vengeance the worst game in the series, it's also among the worst Wii games ever made. Number 8, Street Fighter the Movie. Okay, nobody had high hopes for this one. The very existence of Street Fighter the Movie is ridiculous since it's a game based on a terrible movie that's based on a game. With disaster written all over it, nobody was expecting much from this shameless cash grab. Somehow, our standards were still overly generous. Due to choppy animation, muffled voice acting, agonizing load times, and a low frame rate, it's easy to see why Street Fighter 2's own producer, Yoshiki Okamoto, was furious how this title turned out. But it gets worse. Instead of converting the arcade version of Street Fighter the Movie to consoles, Capcom ported Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo with altered graphics. And that's not just manipulative, that's false advertising. Also, there's nothing turbo about this, since the combatants move like they're doing their best impression of a dead sloth. Since this travesty has nothing of the fluidity of SF2, nobody would think it was associated with the brand if not for the title. Even though there are countless Street Fighter spin-offs, it doesn't get any worse than Street Fighter the Movie. Number 7, Rambo the Video Game. Judging a book by its cover may be frowned upon, but it's a good rule of thumb in the world of gaming. So when the teaser of Taeon's Rambo shooter dropped, players couldn't wrap their head around the dated graphics, the uncanny valley faces, or the generic gameplay. However, there are many more awful aspects of the game, which the trailer neglected to mention. Despite what promotions indicated, Rambo the video game was a rail shooter that relied heavily on QuickTime events. Anyone who was hoping to traverse through the jungles as the bandana sporting hero while setting up booby traps was out of luck. Instead of delivering an intense and gritty stealth title, Taeon delivered a discount Time Crisis without a light gun. What's worse is that Rambo fails to satiate even the biggest rail shooter fans due to imprecise controls, awful enemy AI, and a brief campaign mode. The characters move so unnaturally, including Rambo himself, and as a result, everyone looks unintentionally hilarious and terrifying. All things considered, it's understandable why Rambo the video game was universally panned, receiving a Metacritic rating in the 20s. Number 6, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Switch version. Even though Guardians of the Galaxy was well received, there was initial skepticism about how it would handle on the Switch. After all, the Nintendo version could only be played through cloud streaming due to technical limitations. Though certain cloud games like Resident Evil play reasonably on the consoles, other titles like the Kingdom Hearts trilogy were appalling. Although the Switch's Guardians was never going to be perfectly smooth, Nintendo owners hoped the space-hopping shooter could still be fun. Sadly, this port turned out as badly as it could have. The simplest activities suffer from a ton of lag, even with a high-speed internet connection. Even when the frame rate is tolerable, though, fans are waiting for it to take a nosedive at any moment, making you second-guess anything in the game. Despite the fact that banter and dialogue is top-notch, it's ruined by the characters' jerky animations and lack of lip-syncing. Although the other ports of Guardians suffer from the occasional glitch, they feel like intentional features on the Switch, since they occur so often. Guardians of the Galaxy is a solid game, but it wasn't made with a Nintendo Switch in mind.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Daikatana. After John Romero walked away from id Software, the Doom co-creator brainstormed a new IP, which he believed to be his magnum opus, Daikatana. Despite the fact the advertisements promised Romero's first-person shooter would, quote, make you his bitch, skepticism arose almost immediately. Due to a change in engine, laughable marketing, staff walkouts, and a three-year delay, it was obvious the project wasn't going to be on Doom's level. Considering only two people stuck with the development from beginning to end, players had good reason to prepare for the worst. However, Daikatana was so shoddy, it's baffling that its creator is the same person who helped redefine the FPS genre in the early 90s. 90s. It's hard to find a single positive quality due to the game's dreary design, monotonous music, shabby controls, and generic weaponry. Even though the two CPU-controlled sidekicks were a big selling point, they rarely carry out their designated functions, making certain sections of the gameplay unbearable. Few games have bombed as spectacularly as Daikatana before or since, and with good reason. Even though John Romero was once a titan in the industry, he's never truly recovered from this game's development. Number 4, Vroom in the Night Sky. Boasting Sega Saturn graphics, barren levels, and a generic design, this Switch racer screamed pathetic from the get-go. Since trailers are supposed to highlight the best parts of a game, it didn't inspire a lot of confidence when the trailer for this one repeatedly showed main character Luna passing straight through obstacles, proving base collision detection was non-existent. Even then, this trailer failed to capture just how truly woeful Vroom would be. The controls are so imprecise, players got Superman 64 vibes and wondered whether their Switch was suffering from dreaded Joy-Con drift. Vroom also has some of the worst mistranslations in gaming history, making it nearly impossible to follow the plot or basic instructions. However, the most insulting thing about Vroom is the fact that it was a launch title, meaning the publishers were confident to release this shovelware alongside Zelda Breath of the Wild. Receiving a Metacritic rating of 17%, Vroom in the Night Sky may well be the worst game on the Switch. Number 3, Postal 3. Postal is such an irredeemable abomination, it's hard to believe Running with Scissors churned out more than one of these games, but there's obviously a market for it. Plenty panned the original shooter as mediocre at best, and the second to be worst in every department. And though the third outing was set to be another train wreck, it didn't seem feasible for the IP to sink any lower. How wrong we were. Since the company was having money problems, Running with Scissors hired a Russian outfit called Akela to help develop Postal 3. However, the threequel's development was heavily disrupted when Russia itself suffered a financial crisis shortly after, almost like a divine power was trying to stop Postal 3 from coming into existence. As such, the finished product was anything but complete. Not only was this installment hampered by the same issues as its predecessors, it was an incomplete mess. Postal 3 was so broken it couldn't be played properly unless a specific extra patch was downloaded, which didn't even come from the creators or the developers. Even though Postal 4 No Regrets was another botched job, there's no question Postal 3 is absolutely the rock bottom. Number 2, Bubsy 3D. After the success of Super Mario and Sonic, it seemed like every developer in the early 90s was slapping together their own platformer. One of the most infamous during this era was Bubsy. Despite being advertised as the next big thing, Bubsy was barely average, and that's being super nice. When sequels bombed, it seemed like it was time for our furry friend to be put to sleep. Instead, the original creator Michael Berlin boldly decided to continue with the franchise. Not only that, he intended the follow-up to be in 3D. Due to Bubsy's track record, though, hopes were anything but high. Not only was Bubsy 3D worse than anybody could have imagined, it's still considered among the worst video games in history. Due to barren landscapes, janky animations, and imprecise controls, it feels more like a work-in-progress beta than a finished game. The only way Bubsy 3D could be considered passable is if it was the first three-dimensional platformer ever made. But since the revolutionary Super Mario 64 was released 5 months prior and still holds up decades later, it's impossible to defend this one. Number 1, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Despite the fact Rocksteady were headlining Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, there was still a lot of cynicism surrounding this Arkhamverse spin-off, due to numerous delays, surprisingly dated graphics, and a glitchy gameplay trailer. But Suicide Squad didn't just fail, it failed hard. Premium cost early access owners fell victim to a bug that caused them to win the main campaign immediately after starting. Yes, Kill the Justice League somehow screwed up the first thing its most dedicated customers would see. But that's not the worst part in the least. Even if Suicide Squad ran smoothly, which it doesn't, gameplay is a mashup of elements from other popular games that don't have any real connective tissue implementing them appropriately. Looting and crafting mechanics never feel engaging, since more time is spent prepping weapons than using them. Though the Task Force X members look diverse, there's little distinguishing how they handle, travel, or fight. Even though cutscenes are cinematic, this doesn't work in the game's favor. These epic sequences mislead players into thinking they're going to take part in something worthwhile instead of laboriously uncreative missions. Although there's plenty to do, it feels like the game is filled with content for the sake of it, rather than giving players fun activities and rewarding quests. Also, Batman? Just Everything with evil Batman? What the hell is happening there? After experiencing this dumpster fire, it's easy to wonder if we were too harsh on Marvel's Avengers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.